Oh, hey! Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. Lee here. Today we're taking a short break from our adventures in New York City to present to you a very exciting story, the likes of which you have never heard before on the Story Pirates Podcast. And why is it so special? Well, I will tell you right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
I've been told I have an overactive imagination.
It makes me feel cozy. Ding!
Your pen and paper have arrived.
And then they sing the last song.
They write most of my stories for fun.
There's so much out there that we'll probably never know.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. You know, here at Story Pirates, we love it when narrators get involved in the stories they are telling. You've probably heard us do stories like this a bunch. You know, where the narrator starts talking back and maybe even changing the story without permission. And we know that you, the listeners out there, love those kinds of stories because, well, you send us in a lot of them. But recently, we received a story that not only has that kind of narrator, but it also has an author. That's right, the author of this next story put himself into his story. And so we thought, why not just let the author say his own lines? So, for the very first time ever on this show, today's new story co-stars the author himself. Here he is to introduce it.
Hi, my name is William, and I'm 11 years old, and I live in Colorado. This is my story, Steve's Amazing Adventure.
And as Steve slowly made his way deeper into the forest, he heard a low growl.
What is that?
The sound chilled Steve to his very bones.
There's something in these woods with me.
It was a...
Wait! Pause the story. Sorry, narrator here. I just have to ask, why are we starting this story in the middle? Hey, author!
The author?
Hi, that's me. I'm William from Colorado. I wrote the story.
Oh, wow! Well, I'm Steve, your main character, and I think we're off to an exciting start.
Yes. Now look, I'm doing my best to narrate this thing, but we started the story halfway through a random scene? I don't get it. We need to back up.
The thing is, I know you're incredibly talented.
talented narrator.
Quite true.
And I'm so lucky to have you telling this story, but I wanted to start in the middle of a scene.
Yeah, well, it isn't working for me. Let's go back to the beginning.
What?
From the top. It all started 5 weeks ago when Steve was headed to summer camp.
This is going to be the best summer ever. I can't wait to jump in the cool blue water of the lake. It looked incredible on the website.
Okay, kids. Everyone off the bus.
Welcome, campers, and get ready for the greatest summer of your lives.
As your counselors, we're going to show you around the camp a little bit. First up, here are the cabins where you'll be staying.
But that's just a cramped little shed. That's really my cabin?
It was indeed his cabin. Let's keep the tour moving. Here's where you'll be eating lunch every day.
Ew, what a dirty picnic table. Ah, and there are bees everywhere.
Disgusting, thought Steve, as did the narrator.
Oh, Steve, it's part of the outdoor experience. You haven't tasted a real s'more until you've tasted one covered in angry bees.
You said it. And now you can follow us over here, where the lake...
Oh, what the heck?
Usually is, except right now, it's full of dirt.
Dirt?
Yeah, it's undergoing lake repairs for the summer.
What kind of camp is this?
Sorry, pause. Narrator here again. Author, I hate to say it, but I'm not feeling this whole weird camp setting. Do you mind if I do a little rewrite?
Oh, but it's my...
Why can't the story be set at a 5-star hotel or in the Bahamas? You know, a place worth narrating. What do you say?
I'm not so sure.
Excuse me. What is going on here? Nothing, counselor number one. I'm just having a little tete-a-tete with the author here about why this story is set in this crummy camp.
Hey, this camp's not crummy.
Well, I mean, it is a little crummy. I mean, everyone agrees.
The thing is, I wanted the camp in the story because...
Fine! It doesn't have to be in the Bahamas. But I'm getting Steve out of this dump and somewhere more scenic as soon as possible. So, here we go. As the other campers gathered around for s'mores, Steve ran off into the woods.
Wow, these woods sure are deep and dark.
And as Steve slowly made his way deeper into the forest, he heard a low growl.
What is that?
The sound chilled Steve to his very bones.
There's something here in these woods with me. I'll just look around this tree.
Hey, Francine!
What?
The ice cream machine is broken again. It's making a horrible grrr noise.
Then fix it! I can't do your job for you, Barney!
It was a broken ice cream machine at the restaurant just through the woods.
So Steve climbed out of the woods and approached the window.
One ice cream, please.
Here you go.
Thanks. Oh, what was that sound behind me?
A weird old man wandering through this town. Are you from that camp?
I was, but I ran away because the narrator made me.
Sounds like you're lucky to have him. I know all about that camp. The counselors there are evil, and they're trying to give the kids the worst summer of their lives on purpose.
I knew something was off about that place. Thanks, weird old man.
Can I have the rest of your ice cream?
Nope. But you've convinced me. I'm heading back to that camp to warn everyone about the counselor's evil plan. Back at camp.
Steve, where have you been? Stop! I just narrated our way out of here. What are we doing back at this camp?
Please, narrator.
What is it, author?
Well, you see, the thing is, I'm the author, so I really should get to decide what happens in the story. You're just the narrator, and...
Just the narrator?
Hey, that's the author that you're talking to.
Oh, really, Steve? Was that not cool? You know what else wasn't cool? When you found that ice cream place and didn't even buy me anything.
Narrator, should you even be eating during the story?
Unbelievable. That's it. I'm tired of being treated with such disrespect. I quit.
So, what do we do now, author?
You could hire a new narrator, maybe.
No, I can't.
Oh, why not, William? Because you're scared of narrators now?
No, because I lost all my money investing in crypto and NFTs.
That's rough, dude.
It is rough. And I just wanted to write a fun story about a summer camp. A camp that looks a little run down. camp that maybe needs a little bit of love. But the narrator clearly didn't think it was very good. Maybe this was a mistake.
William, this is your story. Who cares what others think? The only question that matters is, do you like it?
I do. That's why I wrote it.
Then why don't you narrate the end of the story?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, you can do it!
William! William! William!
Well, okay, sure, why not?
Yay!
Ahem. Steve arrived back at camp and got in trouble for leaving.
We're so disappointed in you, Steve.
Running into the spooky woods was a mistake. I admit that.
And the camp counselors weren't evil. They just worked for a really run-down camp. And Steve was being paranoid.
Sorry, I doubted you counselors.
That's all right. But tell us, why did you think we were evil?
Well, because that weird old man told me that you were.
Why would he do that?
Because I'm a very weird old man.
Hey, what are you doing here, weird old man?
Why, I'm here because the author wrote it that way. And certainly not because I'm that selfish narrator disguised as a character in order to find out how the story ends and maybe to get that ice cream after all.
Wait. Are you the narrator?
Nope. The end!
Hey, that's my job. The end.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery.
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story. We read them all. You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
This first story is from a 9-year-old in Texas named Timothy, and it's called What If the Weather Changed? And it's about two families that swap weather. There's a family in Texas where it usually doesn't snow too much, and a family in Wisconsin where it usually snows a lot. And one day they wake up and the weather has changed. In Wisconsin, it's hot like Texas. And in Texas, it's snowing like it usually does in Wisconsin. But my favorite part of this is that luckily the two families in this story know each other, so they are able to swap air conditioners and heaters for the season. Thanks for sending it in, Timothy! Next up, my favorite story title of the week goes to Ari, a 14-year-old in Florida. Ari's story is called The Adventures of Johnny, Johnny, and the Coffee-Pumped Hamster. Now, if you've ever known a grown-up who has gotten coffee-pumped, then you could probably imagine what a hamster would be like if they get coffee-pumped. And also, I've never heard it described as coffee pumped, but it is extremely accurate. Anyway, in Ari's story, there's this kid named Johnny who happens to live near a lab that is doing wildly irresponsible experiments with hamsters and coffee. And of course, once the lab has a coffee pumped hamster, it wants to deny any responsibility for it and dumps it near Johnny's house. And things just get wilder from there. You are going to want to check this one out. Ari, great work, my friend. And finally, from Noemi, a 7-year-old in Hawaii, we have a story called Wah! And it's pretty funny because every single person and creature in this story ends up going Wah! In fact, they sing a song as well. And luckily, Noemi sent us a recording of it. Take a listen. Wow, that song's going to be stuck in my head for weeks. Keep up the good work, Noemi. To read all of today's roll call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast. And now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive.
That was Roll Call.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to William, today's author. We'll be back next week with another full episode back in New York City. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, McKenna Cox, Minzwi Karami, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Sam Bear, Bobby Lord, Jack Mitchell, and Brendan O'Grady. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Our head writer is Minzwi Karami. Contributing writers are Quentin Johnson, Peter McNerney, and Lee Overtree. This episode features performances by Chris Ferry, Lindsay Ford, Rebecca Robles, Anna Rock, Jamie Watson, Addie Weirich, Brandon Zellman, and of course, the author, William. Once upon a time, there was a really great guy named Lee. Hi, I'm Lee. Hold on a second. If you're Lee, then who am I? You're the narrator. But my name is also Lee. Who cares? Do your job, narrator. There's no need to be rude. What do you expect? You're interrupting the story. I'm the narrator, remember? I can do whatever I want. No, you can't. Yes, I can. Stop, stop, stop. Who are you? I'm the author. Are you also named Lee? Of course I am. This is getting really confusing. It wouldn't be confusing if you two had just performed what I, the author, wrote. Are we all the same person? I can't tell. I think it would have been better to differentiate ourselves if we're going to have an author and a narrator and a character who are the same person. What are you talking about? Story Pirates has the same person playing multiple parts all the time. It does? Yeah. In fact, in today's story, Peter plays two characters. Oh, yeah. I noticed that, too. He thinks no one's going to notice, but, yeah, we noticed. Can't pull a fast one on us, Peter. Anyway, should we get back to the story? Honestly, I'm kind of tired now. Me too. Should we take a nap? You read my mind, buddy. Here, everyone, get under this blanket. You just had a blanket with you? Don't you guys?
No.
I do. Okay, forget it. Let's just nap.
Sounds good.
Ah, oh. You guys don't snore, do you?
No.
Yes.